story for this week has been called by everyone who has read it, Really Adult Radio. We believe it is beautifully written and quite a story. We knew we would have to have an unusual actress to portray the girl, and we finally decided on a young lady who has made a remarkable reputation for herself in motion pictures in a very short time. She's coming back after the final curtain to tell us a most interesting story about herself. And right now, we want you to meet in person our guest and star, who has made such an impressive debut a year ago in Whistle Stop, Miss Georgia Curtwright.
Thank you, Les. I'm thrilled and excited about our story and about my appearance in your theater.
Well, thank you very much, Georgia. I want to talk to you immediately after the play.
I'll be ready and waiting.
Fine. Now, curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here's the play.
Disturbing the peace, fighting with the neighbors, and striking his wife. You'll be Mrs. Nubbins?
Yes, Your High Honor.
You merely address me as Your Honor.
Oh, please excuse me, Your Honor. We've never been in court before. Bill, that is, Mr. Nubbins.
Very well, you're excused. Anybody could make such a mistake. Now, Mrs. Nubbins, did your husband strike you?
Well, no, that is not exactly. It didn't hurt a bit, Your Honor. You see, it was like this.
Mrs. Nubbins, something tells me that you're about to perjure yourself, and that I won't have in my court. William Nubbins, did you strike your wife?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Your Honor.
He didn't mean it. I mean to strike me. It was an accident.
No doubt. Then I'll fix you up with a bit of accident insurance so that you won't be struck again for at least 10 days.
Oh, no, Judge. Your Honor, don't. Bill ain't going to hit me again, ever. He's not bad. It's just that, well, he's just bullheaded. 10 days in jail might be all right for an ordinary man, but it wouldn't do Bill a bit of good. He's unusual, really.
Now, will you keep still before he gives me 20?
Unusual punishment, eh? Mrs. Nubbins, suppose you tell me what this disturbance was all about. Then maybe the court can fix the penalty.
Well, it all started over some flowers. I kept hinting I wished I had some flowers. And Bill said I was nagging, and I said I wasn't. I was only hinting. Well, Bill said only sissies brought flowers, and he wasn't going to be caught carrying flowers through the street. I said if he was a man, he'd carry anything he liked through the street. He said he was a man, and I said he wasn't. Well, naturally, that made him angry.
Hmm.
Well, one thing led to another, and well, I began to cry, and that always makes Bill more angry. And then he told me to stop, and I couldn't. And then he said if I didn't stop, he'd hit me. So you see, Your Honor, it was my fault. If I could have stopped crying, then I could have stopped Bill from hitting me. And then the neighbors wouldn't have come in, and there wouldn't have been a row, and we wouldn't have been here.
So it was flowers which precipitated the disturbance, eh? You like flowers?
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
Did Mr. Nubbins ever bring you flowers?
Once, 6 years ago, when we were married.
I see. Nubbins?
Yes, Your Honor.
I hereby sentence you under penalty of this court to deliver in person for 10 successive days, starting today, one bouquet of flowers, not of the same variety, to your spouse, Millie Nubbins. We'll assign the stoutest officer on the force to see to it that the sentence of the court is carried out. Let's see, possibly Officer Monahan. Yes, the very man.
Mother, what in the world are you doing?
I'm packing. Never mind taking off your hat. You're leaving just as soon as I can get this suitcase tied shut.
Well, you can just put that suitcase down, Mother. I'm not leaving.
Not leaving? After what he did last night? I heard about it. He struck you.
Oh, sit down, Mother. Yes, Bill hit me. It wasn't hard, and it didn't hurt me.
You brute. How can you go on living with him?
Because I think that blow did something to Bill. Deep down, he's ashamed, and he just don't know how to tell me. You know how stubborn he is.
For once, we agree. All men are.
His pride's hurting, and he's suffering.
He's suffering? He? Millie, are you sure you're not dazed from the beating that big tramp gave you?
Oh, it wasn't a beating. Stop saying that, Mother. It won't happen again.
You don't know men. After the first beating, the next comes easier. Soon it's a habit. It's like stealing.
No, I can't believe that. Because as soon as Bill hit me, he went silent and just looked at his hand. Somehow I knew Bill had hit me for the first and the last time. Why, he was so flustered he couldn't even argue with a judge.
The What judge? What in the name of heaven?
Oh, Bill had a row with the neighbors and someone called the police. We went to court and I just got back.
That settles it. Take that suitcase and come with me.
No, Mother.
Millie, can you give me one sensible reason for staying?
I gotta find out what that blow did to Bill.
He struck you. What more do you need to know?
It may be the end of everything. Or it may mean that Bill and I can start all over again from the time he struck me.
And how long is it going to take to find out?
Oh, I don't know. A week, maybe. 10 days. Yeah, 10 days.
What's the water for?
It's for the flowers. Bill ought to be here any minute.
Make big noise. There's something you want?
Yeah, I want a bunch of flowers.
Oh, like that you buy flowers. You don't love flowers, no?
Do I? Hey, what's the gag? Look, I just want to buy some flowers.
There are many kinds of flowers.
Well, give me some, any kind, just so they're cheap.
First you make big noise, now it's cheap flowers you want. You don't love flowers.
No, I don't love them. Look, lady, I just want to buy some.
I don't understand you. Flowers which you don't love, you want to buy cheap.
I don't love fish either, but I buy it. Listen, I'm in a hurry. Wrap up anything handy and let me get out of here.
I don't think I sell you my flowers.
No, why not? I can pay for it.
You have too much noise and hurry up to buy that which is beautiful.
What is there about flowers that makes everyone a little nuts? First it was that old Billy goat of a judge, now it's you. Look, here's my money. Now do I get some flowers?
Not right to buy something that has no meaning. For you, my flowers got nothing to say. Go, buy fish for your belly. Not my flowers for a soul you don't have.
Of all the blasted drivel, what do you mean I ain't got a soul?
Hey, it's Officer Monahan. Hello, Monahan. That's a good man. It's a pleasure to sell him flowers.
Listen, I guess I don't know much about flowers, but, well, my wife, she's sick. She's crazy about flowers, and I thought maybe she might like a few. Well, what's best for a sick person, huh?
Well, red roses. They glow with living. Put them in the corner. The next day, the patient gets out of bed so she can walk over to smell them.
Yeah, no fooling.
Well, maybe a stretch a little. But they make the patient want to get up and walk.
You sure to help my wife?
Positive. And when you give them to her, maybe they'll do something for you, too.
Or you let me have some?
I give them to your sick wife. I'll let you pay for them and be the delivery boy.
Okay, a bunch of red roses and step on it. I mean, take your time wrapping them up.
Hey, Dane, get a load of this coming down the street.
Give it a bunch of flowers. Hey, Bill, is it your birthday?
No, they was the flowers the judge gave him.
Wise guy.
Hey, let me smell the pretty posies, Bill.
Now, get your big red nose away from them flowers. You'll make them smell like whiskey.
Ah, just a sniff, Bill. My, ain't they pretty? Who wants a posie?
Hey, give me those flowers, you
pig. Oh, ouch, my shin. Come on, break it up. We've got to talk.
Millie, what time is it?
Oh, Mother, you know the time. Yes, give her 5 minutes. You don't have to stay, you know.
I wonder why I do.
You want to see Bill fail. Well, you'll only be disappointed when he comes with the flowers.
I don't want to see you disappointed and hurt. I'll wait till I can take you home with me. 6 years you've been married to that Bill Nubbins. I don't know why you ever married him, unless it was because I forbade you ever to see him again. I had a nice boy all picked out for you.
Harold? What's he doing now?
He's still unmarried and has a good job driving a pie wagon. He's getting a raise next week. His third. Millie, he's still fond of you.
It's no use, Mother. Here, if you're going to stay, have some tea. Bill ought to be here. It is getting a little late. Hope nothing's happened to him.
Nothing ever happens to him. Happens to them what meets him.
I think that's why I married him. I met Bill on a streetcar. The next thing I knew, I was in church, and the music was playing, and the preacher was giving me a husband.
That's one way of looking at it.
That'll be Bill. Now, please don't start anything. You know how he is, Mother.
Yes, I know. I won't have to start anything. It'll just happen, like spontaneous combustion. Bill, look, Mother.
Oh, so you're here.
And why shouldn't I be here, tell me? Since when can't a mother visit her only daughter? someone else to love and care for, seeing as how the man who swore he would is a no good.
Now, Mother. Oh, Bill, the flowers. But, darling, what happened to them?
I must have held them too tight.
Looked like they'd been dragged out of the garbage can.
Oh, now, that's not so. They're just a little crushed. But look, they're perfectly fresh. And these two are just wonderful. Don't they look grand in that picture?
A little lonely, if you ask me.
Nobody did.
They're so lovely. This would just do something to you. Inside, I mean. To know something can be so beautiful. Well, the whole room looks different just because of a few roses. Isn't it wonderful what a few flowers can do, Mother? And didn't I tell you Bill was going to bring me flowers?
Don't make sense. Bill Nubbins, why are you all of a sudden bringing flowers to my Millie? Millie, don't let him fool you with them flowers. If I was you, I'd find out what put the idea of buying flowers in Bill's head. He don't know a sweet pea from a cabbage and cares less.
Is that so? Ain't I got a right to buy flowers? They got to mean something before you can pay out money for them. You don't think I'm going to pay out money for something that ain't got no meaning, do you?
Mrs. Murphy, come right in. I'll make you a cup of tea.
And is Mr. Nubbins home?
No, he'll be delayed tonight.
Oh, thank you kindly. Then I'll come in for just a minute. I can't stay long. Mr. Murphy will be home soon and want any supper.
Oh, you can sit down for a few minutes. Here, this chair's more comfortable. Mm.
I come over to see if it's true.
If what's true?
About Mr. Nubbins bringing your flowers. Whole block's talking about nothing else. From the looks of this room, I can see it's true.
Yes, Bill's brought them. And something different every time.
And they say that a big policeman comes with Mr. Nubbins every night.
Oh, I know. That first night Bill brought me flowers, some street loafers taunted him and tried to take the flowers away from him. Well, I bet Bill asked for a policeman to come along after that. Not that Bill needs protection, of course, but to protect the flowers.
Oh, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
My, them flowers is beautiful. Such grand. Only wish Mr. Murphy'd bring me some now and then. Ain't seen a flower in me flat since he forgot to close the window and the geranium froze. Told him off plenty. Said he'd get me another plant, but he never did.
Oh, he just might have forgot. You ought to remind him of it. If he promised, I'm sure he'd do
it. That's all you know. But to get back to the flowers. What started Mr. Nubbins bringing them? Was it because of that row last week when the neighbors came in and found him beating you?
He wasn't beating me. He was just angry and talking loud. But, yes, that's when the flowers started.
But all them flowers, and every night, just because of a little row. When's it going to stop? No man's going to keep on saying he's sorry.
Well, it's more than that. It's a man's way of telling a woman all the nice thoughts he has for her, but just too bashful to say out loud. You know how men are, Mrs. Murphy, about saying those nice little things that just sort of pop out of a woman's mouth natural-like.
Yes, I know. Men are such strange creatures. I well remember the day.
Is Mrs. Murphy...
I was just leaving.
Mrs. Murphy, where's my supper?
Don't shout at me. You'll get your supper.
When? After a hard day's work, I want a hot summer when I come home.
Oh, now, Mr. Murphy, she just dropped in for a minute to see the flowers.
Oh, so it's flowers you want. And while you were talking with Mrs. Nubbins, did she tell you why she has them?
Now, Mr. Murphy, no, you don't have to.
Mr. Nubbins brings them.
Don't you know that Bill Nubbins was hauled into court for beating his wife? And a soft-headed judge gave him the queerest sentence ever passed in a man.
No. What was that?
Well, he says to Bill Nubbins, under penalty of 10 days in jail at hard labor, you are to bring Mrs. Nubbins a bunch of flowers for 10 days. And then he appoints the biggest policeman he can find to see that the will of the court is carried out to the letter of the law.
Oh, Mr. Nubbins has a policeman so the boys in the street won't take his fine flowers away from him. Shame on you, Millie Nubbins.
Now, do you want flowers? If to get them, I had to bust you one and go to court and have a place with a big club follow me around. Just think of the disgrace.
Oh, I'm thinking what a fool I've been. Sitting here listening to Millie Nubbins on a matter-no-account husband. And as for you, Mrs. Nubbins,
now, Bill, please don't start anything. Mrs. Murphy just came in to say hello.
Yes. And it took her all afternoon listening to your wife give her a cock and bull story about the flowers your judge makes to bring to your wife. Just wait until the day after tomorrow, Mrs. Nubbins, and see what you get.
What do you mean?
Oh, the sentence is up. One more time, Bill Nubbins has to bring flowers and then he's paid his fine.
And will I be here that day to see what kind of flowers you get, Mrs. Nubbins? Come, Mr. Murphy, let's be going.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, where's your mother?
She went home for a few days.
Oh, what am I going to do with these? There ain't another thing in the house.
I guess I'll have to use a milk bottle. What kind of flowers are they, Bill?
Oh, they're snapdragons. They get the name because when you give them a little pinch like this, they make a mouth. You see? Snapping open, shut.
They're just beautiful, Bill. They're just about the loveliest flowers I've ever seen.
Good evening, Mrs. Nicolakopoulos.
Hello. Do I know you?
Know me? And I've been here 9 times in a row.
Oh, so that's you who it is. You don't seem the same man. Maybe my flowers had a talk with you, no?
Now, where did you get that idea?
The first time you come, you were a big noise, slapping on my counter, telling me what a big hurry you're in. Not until the other night you began to wish me good evening. Say, I forgot to ask you, how's your wife?
How's my... Oh, sure, she's fine, just fine. Home from the hospital.
She must be a wonderful woman.
Sure, Millie's all right.
Yeah, you must love her very much to buy them flowers so often.
You got it all figured out, haven't you?
No, you're still a puzzle. I sell to you because I believe you when you say they're for your wife. But there's another reason. And this you don't tell to me.
Yeah, you've been talking to Monahan?
No, my flowers tell me. They say this man who comes every night at the same time, he's hiding something. He's not happy when he buys your flowers. I says to them, you gotta do something for this man so he ain't gonna be ashamed of, which is very fine in him.
Okay. It's getting late. Make it a bunch of mixed flowers and I'll get going.
Yeah, I talk too much sometimes. Tomorrow I'm gonna have something special, white roses. They're the flowers women like most to get from their husbands.
Yeah, I thought they liked any kind.
Yeah, white roses are the flowers of fate. To a wife, they tell again her man is all that she believed him to be on the day she married him.
Tomorrow I'm a free man again. I can do as I please.
Then I'm not going to be seeing you again.
No, you didn't expect me to go on buying flowers forever, did you?
No. I was thinking that soon... you wouldn't be needing my flowers no more. That's why I offered you my white roses. I see I made a mistake. Good night.
Well, I thought you looked like a sensible woman. A pity there ain't more like you.
Only the young believe in miracles.
Oh, I believe in miracles. Those in the book. I don't believe lies when I hear them.
What lies?
Let's call them fairy tales. Like those your daughter Millie tells.
What's Millie been telling you?
That Mr. Nubbins brings flowers out of the goodness of his heart. Not because the judge makes him for the beating he gave her.
Well, I thought there was a catch. But I couldn't quite figure what it was.
Well, when they went to court, the judge says... he'd put Mr. Nubbins in jail unless he brought Millie some flowers every night for 10 nights.
Never heard of such nonsense.
It's the gospel truth. I had it straight from Mr. Murphy.
So they have to pass a law before my daughter can get a bouquet from that brute.
And the poor girl won't be getting any more.
I'll have him up for contempt of
you
court.
You can't. The 10 days was up last night.
That'll be Millie. Oh, Millie, my poor dear child.
What are you saying? Hello, Mrs. Murphy.
Good evening, Mrs. Nubbins.
I know all about the flowers. The sentence the judge put on Bill. Everything.
Oh, that. Everybody knows about that.
I know the 10 days were up last night. We won't be getting any more flowers.
That's what I got to find out, Mother. That's the important thing I told you about. It's tonight that counts, not the other 10. Tonight I'll know.
Hello there. You're closing late tonight, Mrs. Mikulik Poplis.
You betcha, Monahan. I was waiting for a special customer. Save some white roses for him.
Oh, that's too bad. You wait all this time and lose a sale.
That's nothing. The flowers will be good tomorrow.
Then why so unhappy about it?
For the first time in many years, Nicola Coppola's made a mistake. My flowers had nothing to say to him.
There's no use waiting any longer. I'll start packing.
Let me give you a hand.
I don't care what you do. And I was so sure. Maybe I was just telling myself a fairy tale after all.
Oh, poor darling.
If I only come tonight, I'd have forgiven him anything. I've been sitting here for the last hour praying for him to come. Yes, praying for him to prove me wrong.
Millie. Forgive me, Millie. I came to see this happen, but now that it has, I'm not happy. It is not good to look for pleasure in another woman's tears. I'll run along now, Millie. Mr. Murphy will be worried about me. Come back and see me sometime, Millie.
Thank you, Miss Murphy. I will.
What's going on here? This shop closes at 9.
Oh, no, no, it can't be. I gotta get in there.
Oh, so it's you, Nubbins. What are you doing here?
Oh, listen, Monahan, I gotta get them flowers. I can see them there, inside, all done up in a box.
What do you want with flowers? Your sentence was up yesterday.
Oh, don't you think I know that as well as you? There ain't no law that says a guy can't take a few flowers to his wife, is there?
There's none in the book.
And, well, if a guy hits his wife, wants to show he's sorry, he can't he? And she goes around lying her head off, telling everyone he didn't mean to hit her. Even telling everybody that the judge didn't make him bring the flowers. I guess he can buy a few flowers just to show people she's right, can't he?
You bet he can, Nevins. Come on, we'll go up and get the key for Mrs. Mikulopoulos. I know where she lives.
Oh, thanks, Monahan. It's fine, I'll do.
I guess her flowers said something to you, Nevins?
No, how do I know? All I know is they sure mean a lot to a woman. If Millie got a kick out of them that the judge made me bring, what'll she do when I bring these that I bought on my own? She'll be surprised. I bet flowers was just about the last thing she expected to get this night.
When she starts crying, she'll tell you how beautiful they are.
Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Georgia Cartwright. I'm delighted with your performance, Georgia. This has been a real pleasure.
I don't know when I've had such a good time. I've been looking forward to being on this program for a long time.
Well, then everybody's happy, Georgia. Now, I want you to tell the audience just how and when you decided to become an actress.
Well, it was when I was 7 years old, and my mother, who had always wanted to be an actress, taught me a reading for Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I was rather plump and not particularly a pretty little girl, and I stood on that fateful evening and before the audience. I was just terror-stricken. I couldn't remember a line. I just knew I looked terrible, and I was so self-conscious I felt like crying, but I knew if I did cry that everyone would laugh at me, and somehow that line got out of my head, and at that moment the hand in me came out, and I knew I just had to be an actress.
You mean it was as simple as all that?
Well, no, not quite. I had to make a tremendous effort to keep my eyes fed on my goal, and as you know, life sometimes offers a lot of obstacles to the best laid plans of mice and men. But thank goodness for Seymour and Evansall, who opened the doors for me.
Well, at any rate, here you are, actually an actress. And may I tell the audience that we first became interested in you because other actors told us what a fine actress you were. You know, that's the highest compliment I can pay anyone.
That's nice of you, Les. Thanks very much. Before I go, I would like to say thanks to the wonderful cast, and particularly to Ira Gruswell, who played Bill. Bye.
Goodbye, Miss Georgia Cartwright.
Georgia Cartwright was supported by Ira Grossell as Bill, Virginia Farmer as the mother, Herb Rawlinson as the judge, Peggy Weber as Mrs. Michalakopoulos and Mrs. Murphy, Dick Ryan as Mr. Murphy, Ken Christie as the policeman. Flowers for Millie was written by Joseph Cochran, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guests, and we hope you'll be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear Donald Curtis, John Payne, Gail Storm, Art Linkletter, and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Miss Georgia Cartwright appeared through the courtesy of Seymour Nebenzahl and will soon be seen in his forthcoming production, Heaven Only Knows. Ben Desitel speaking.